He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say, saith the Lord. For many will be dull in their hearing, not having ears to hear, because of the layers of flesh that still surround and abate and hold back the strength of the Spirit. But I say unto you, that those who have ears to hear, that I've given you a spirit inside of you. And I'm not speaking particularly of the Holy Spirit at this time. But I've given you a spirit to conquer your world and to conquer your flesh from the very beginning, to stand without argument, head and shoulders above the domination of the flesh, to cast these things out and not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. This was the first measure. But this is not where I left you. I did not leave you to live the rest of your existence with your joy only in your ability to conquer sin. I have a much greater calling beyond that for you. For once you understand that you could conquer that person and live above in righteousness, I've asked you to come apart and conquer the world around you. And for this, you will need that Spirit comes by power to you through strength and through fire and through purging, saith the Spirit of grace. My Spirit comes to burn up the last of anything left beyond the entrance into my kingdom. My Spirit comes, my Holy Ghost comes to offer to each one of you the free will of choice of the whipping post, where I, as a Father, through my Spirit, will scourge away the remaining of anything left that has any effect upon you following me in the fullness of what I've asked you to do. Do not be mistaken. Do not let arguments arise in your heart and mind to delude the message of what I speak to you. I gave you the power at the very entrance into salvation to conquer those things that destroy the image, which you call killer or deal breaker sins. That was done from the very moment of conception. But I'm asking those of you that will hear my voice and purge yourself through prayer and fasting and giving of thanks to come away with me into another level. Why would you rejoice all your life as to make it the only in the center part of your life that you're able to conquer your flesh? That to me was the beginning. I'm asking you to go forth and to conquer a world around you and to conquer your city through fastings and prayers and to bring forth and to destroy the last part of anything in you that is complacent towards these things, that is indifferent towards these things. For whosoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says, saith the Spirit of grace. Many, many will think often, but you lean heavily upon us, Lord. You lean heavily upon us from the pulpit, and you lean heavily upon us from instruction. But has not my word said that as many as I love, that I will chasten? And as many as will prune themselves and go through the fire, that I will likewise prune them again and again and again. Do not be ignorant of this understanding, that there are not many in the earth at this present time that have turned aside to offer their bodies a living sacrifice. When I say not many, I'm not talking about that there is just a few in number. I'm talking about as in the proportionate of the church, and especially the church in modern America. There are not many in proportion to that church that have turned aside to seek my face and cry out and abandon their flesh and abandon their world and abandon their aspirations and abandon the self-exalted and self-expressed life. I cannot make you do this. I will not make you do this. And this does not negate your coming to me at the end of your life in salvation and receiving whatever reward is available. But whoever will lay down their life will reap a great harvest in this life, for I will lay my hand upon you, and your exaltation will be to do the works that my first begotten did. It will become natural, it will become a flow to you and through you, saith the Spirit of grace. You will not have time for arguments. Doctrine will be of the utmost importance. But debates, speculations, theories, and all kinds of endless chatter will not be of any necessity. You will not have the time. You will walk past it to heal another and to raise another. Become deafened to the rhetoric of the church. Become deafened to the rhetoric of even some of your family members. For many who know me, as in sonship, do not know me in intimacy. My words are afar off to them, though I have a place in their heart as in salvation. Yet I cannot turn them to the right hand or to the left. I cannot turn them as I will, saith the Spirit of grace. But those of you who have ears to hear, continue in a straightforward motion. Listen always, obey always, be quick to repent, for I do not have many in proportion, but the ones that I have will bring about this outpouring, saith the Spirit of grace.